In the Gemara's famous description of the holiday of Hanukkah, the Gemara seems to completely gloss over the miracle of the military victory. The Gemara quite literally asks, "My Hanukkah, what is the basis of the holiday of Hanukkah? What is the origin story? What are we commemorating?" And in answering that question, the Gemara only describes, in response, the miracle of the jar of oil and the menorah remaining lit for 8 days, even though there was only enough oil for one day. The Gemara completely omits the incredible, improbable, miraculous story of the small, ragtag Hashmonai army defeating the major world power of the Greeks. Many Mefarshim are bothered by this curious omission. It's true that in Hala Nisim we mention the war, but in the definitive account in the Gemara, we completely omit the war. Why is that? So among the many answers that are suggested to this question, the Meshchachma suggests that, in fact, this is part of a larger pattern of Jewish ritual and, in fact, deeper and profound Jewish thought. That is to say, says Meshchachma, this is a deliberate decision to de-emphasize the military element, lest people come to overly celebrate the suffering of our enemies. It was true that we defeated the Greeks, we killed some of them, and they needed to die. It was necessary. But we don't celebrate their death and their downfall. We celebrate our salvation and the benefits that accrue to us. He points out that this is also what happened on Purim, where the Megillah itself says, why do we pick Yud Dal Adar? It's not the day that we defeated the enemies, that would have been at the earlier date, but rather we specifically waited till we rested, till we had benefited, till we had freedom, till we had a chance to breathe. That's what we celebrate, because the focus is on the benefits of Hashem's miracle to us, not the fact that necessarily there was a downfall and a death to our enemies. Similarly, the Meshech Chachma says, and this is his launching pad of his discussion in Shmos Perek Yud Bet, when it comes to the holiday of Pesach, there's a total emphasis on the benefit that the Jewish people had in being liberated from Egypt, and a complete de-escalation, a de-emphasis on the fact that the Egyptians, many of them, were killed and drowned in the Yam Suf. He points out that already when the Jewish people were still in Mitzrayim, the Jewish people were already commanded not only to celebrate one day of Pesach, the anniversary of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, but even the seventh day of Pesach, which is in fact the anniversary of when the Jewish people crossed through the Yam Suf and the Egyptians were drowned. How could it be, asked Meshech Chachma, we were given this command to celebrate the seventh day a week before it happened? They were still in Mitzrayim, they hadn't even left, and all of a sudden they're being told that 7 days from now there will also be a holiday? The answer is, says Meshech Chachma, because if we would waited until the Egyptians drowned and then gave the command, it might have appeared that we were celebrating their death and their drowning. But by telling us that the holiday is going to take place even before that happened, it subtly reinforces this point and emphasizes the fact that what's beneficial to us is that we left Mitzrayim and that we're free. The fact that necessarily along the way the Egyptians had to die, it's necessary. We don't necessarily apologize for it. It was necessary, just like Amalek had to die, just like the Greeks had to die. But the focus and the emphasis of our celebration is not that, not their downfall, not their death, rather the benefit, the spiritual potential that is accruing to the Jewish people with their freedom and their salvation from Hashem.